Hi, my name is Alana, and the theme that we chose for our service was the message that we want the world to hear. And the message that I want the world to hear is that social injustice is an issue that pertains to everyone, no matter your race, gender, or sexual orientation. And I have some statistics about social injustice in just a few groups of our society. African Americans comprise only 13% of the U.S. population and 14% of the monthly drug users, but are 37% of the people arrested for drug-related offenses in America. Every year, an estimated 15 million girls under 18 are married worldwide, with little or no say in the matter. Women around the world ages 15 to 44 are more at risk from rape and domestic violence than from cancer, car accidents, war, and malaria. Worldwide, women are paid less than men, in most countries earning an average 60 to 75% of men's wages. The transgender population faces double the normal rate of unemployment. 90% of the transgender population experienced harassment or mistreatment on the job or took steps to avoid it. There is no state-level gender identity protection in 33 of the 50 U.S. states. There is no federal law protecting the rights of LGBTQ employees in the United States. This means that employees can be fired for being LGBTQ. Nearly 1 in 10 LGBTQ employees left a job because the environment was unwelcoming. When I was growing up, I went to a Waldorf school in California. One of my best friends there had two moms, and it didn't occur to me that her moms were lesbian until a year after I moved away. And even then, I couldn't comprehend why anyone would think that their love was wrong. We are not born with stigmas and prejudices, and it is our responsibility to fix the injustice that we see around us every day. So I guess the real message that I want the world to hear is that it doesn't matter which generation was better or where things went wrong. What matters is that we all work together to make this world better for those that come after us. Thank you. We will now hear from Garrett Brooks.
I want to become a lawyer. I know what you're thinking. Lawyer jokes. What do you call a lawyer gone bad? Senator. How many lawyers does it take to screw in a light bulb? One to climb the ladder, one to shake it, and the other to sue the ladder company. Now, before I go into detail of why I want to become a lawyer, I must tell you a small story. Now, back when I was a kid, I had a lot of irrational fears. I think, you know, many of us did. For a while, I thought that Dobby, that cute elf from Harry Potter, would come into my room and eat me. Or that I would contract a terrible disease by stepping on the floor of the bathroom. So I'd shuffle around on the bathroom mat so I didn't have to touch the floor. But my greatest fear was waking up and everyone on Earth just disappearing. Now, you know, of course, some people are like, wow, that'd be amazing. I can do anything I want to. I can, you know, drive a car and, you know, drink alcohol and, you know, eat an entire cake or do whatever I want to. But for me, it was the terrifying thought of being completely alone. And, you know, of course, I grew past it. I know that today, if everyone disappeared, I'd be part of that. But, you know, I still like to walk with friends. I don't really like to, you know, just sit in a room alone quietly for long periods of time. And, you know, in law, it's kind of the same concept. You know, you can't call on your friends, your family. You know, you when you're being scrutinized like that, it almost makes you feel alone, that you're the only person. But even a lawyer, someone you don't even know, could be that friend and that helper in that time of need. And that's why I want to be to people, is to help them feel that they're not so alone when it comes to the law or whatever actions they might have done. But, you know, you don't need a fancy law degree to help and defend others. I mean, each day we help and defend each other, you know, standing up against a hurtful comment or, you know, a racial hatred or something. And we all have the power to help one another. And I guess my message to the world is help one another. We all have the power to. Thank you.
My job up here today is to share with all of you something that I believe in. And I'm going to share something that my mom said to me. And that is something that I try to live my life by, and just as she did. It's a short phrase that goes, "Don't postpone joy." Those three words were the credo that my mom lived by for the last 8 years of her life. One positive thing about terminal cancer, and believe me, there's not many, is that it forces you to realize how precious your remaining time is. Just a couple of months after my mom's original diagnosis, she shared that phrase with my brother Eli and I. The message of the phrase is essentially, don't wait to smile and laugh. Do whatever you can to experience joy as soon and as often as possible, because you don't know when the opportunity to do so will end. One thing my mom loved to do is travel and make memories doing so. She used her available time to take Eli and I on vacations. We went to New York, where we climbed the Statue of Liberty and watched a Yankees game from right behind home plate. In Alaska, we saw black bears fishing in the wild, maybe just 60 feet away. In Hawaii, we went parasailing and on a helicopter tour. She spent as much of her time as she could with the people she loved, doing the things that she loved, simultaneously giving my brother and I countless more memories to remember her by. I'm so happy that my mom came up with this and believed in these three words, don't postpone joy, because if she hadn't, neither of us would have cherished those final years together as much as we did. I'm here to tell you all not to postpone joy. Go out today and do something that makes you happy. It doesn't have to be a big vacation, but pick up some food from your favorite restaurant or call your best friend. You never know if or when you'll ever have those opportunities again. So enjoy the moment you have now. Thank you all for listening, and please don't postpone joy. Abby Welch is up next.
Courageous love transforms the world. When people ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would say, it doesn't matter. I just know that I want to help heal the world one person at a time. Whether that was being a teacher, social worker, chaplain, doctor, marine biologist, I didn't care. When I think of love, I think of happiness and positivity. This past summer when I was at Summer Seminary, during a preaching workshop, I was asked to come up with one message. If I could give one message to everyone in the world, what would it be? For me, this was easy. Something positive comes out of everything. And it wasn't until after seminary that I realized that this is only positive with love, or possible with love. The past 8 months have been rough for my family and friends. I won't get into details, but like my mom said, my dad had left. But there has been some serious stuff going all around me, including with my friends. Throughout this time, I kept saying to myself, everything is going to turn out fine. Everything happens for a reason, and with that, something positive comes out of it. Whether it be a good positive or a positive that maybe you didn't want to happen, it always ends up being for the better. It gets better with the love that surrounds us from our friends and family, from the love that they sprinkle on us. Whether this love transforms one person, one family, one school, or one community, it still transforms the world. Because we as humans here right now are in our own little world that is a piece of this bigger world, bigger existence. And let me tell you, this world, it is not easy. In fact, it's very complicated. When we find ourselves in sticky situations, it takes courage to ask for help that we need. It takes courage to have an open mind, to respect and listen to others, opinions and ideas. It takes courage to speak our own minds, to give a voice to our own ideas and opinions. It takes courage to share our hardships and accept help, to try new things, to openly be who you are, to be up here right now standing in front of you talking about courage. It takes courage to love, accept love, and to love when you don't think you want to. So what is courageous love? Courageous love is all of these: giving love, accepting love, and receiving love. When you want to, when you don't want to, and when you need to. transforming the world. I am one person, so small that I can't be picked out from the moon. How can I be big enough to transform the world? How can any one person be big enough to transform the world? I understand courage. I understand love. Now I'm on a journey to combine the two into who I am and who I want to become. I will transform the world, even if it is only one person at a time. Now this is my story, my act of love, one of many in this room, one of millions and billions out there in this world, in this universe. Each and every one of you has a story. Each and every one of you has an act of love, if not many. However, without courage, we are unable to accomplish these acts. So let us be courageous with our love, stand up for ourselves, come out of our comfort zones, and help heal the world one person at a time.